arteries that we do want them to push ahead and not have to rely on state funding in the out years. Of course, it would be up to the legislature in the out year budgets on what they exactly wanted to fund in the budget for the support. But I wanted to at least have that discussion here and see what the committee members felt.
Mr. Chairman.
Awesome.
We've had several discussions among ourselves about the economic development in the state of Alaska and the need for the state of Alaska to be a player in the economic development of Alaska and the jobs that we need out there. I have felt all along that the relatively small amount that we put into the arteries is something that the state should be doing, that we should continue to do it, that we should make that investment in our state. One of the reasons that that I introduced the amendment to 281 a little bit ago was to set some measures that we could take a look at as time goes on, and if the arteries are not producing economic development, I could understand that we would want to phase them out. Not doing what we want to do. Until we actually have a chance to go through a year or two phasing them out.
Representative Bundy?
Just a rhetorical question. I wonder how many participants in the ARDER program feel there's too much state spending.
You could only be in that ballot booth with them, Representative Bundy. Representative Davies?
Yeah, I just wanted to associate myself with the remarks of Representative Osterman with respect to the need for the ARDER program. I think that we have, our economy is still significantly dominated by one or two major industries, and certainly significantly overshadowed by the oil industry, and it's not to say that that's bad, but we often give lip service to diversifying the economy, and I think that this, as long as we have the condition where we are so dependent on oil, that we ought to be using some of that oil wealth to try to foster some diversification of the economy, some new developments, some new economic development. I certainly agree with Representative Osterman also, though, that we ought to be seen if those dollars are effective, and so that's why I think his measures that he proposed are good, and we ought to look at that. But I think that ought to be the basis for determining whether or not we should phase the funding out, and not just sort of an arbitrary decision to cut it off. I think the idea of having some state money helping communities identify new areas, new opportunities, I think that those things are going to be continuing needs for a long period of time. Whether this is the mechanism to do that or not should be determined by the evaluation of the measures of the mission of the ARDER.
And actually, Representative Osterman did come up with the proposed measures after I had talked to him about the phased out of the funding. And I think for the next year, it is reasonable that we give them time to make their case to us. I still think even if they are being successful, they really should look in the future to weaning themselves off of state money, if at all possible. So with that, I wouldn't oppose an amendment or a motion that moves the bill from committee with the original fiscal amendment. Any other questions? Seeing none, Representative Osterman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move House Bill 265 with individual recommendations.
And the accompanying fiscal note would be the original ones coming to the committee. Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the bill will move from committee. I think that wraps up our work for today. We'll just take a look at the schedule. 3:49, I believe we are waiting for a CS yet. A lot of the concerns that were brought up by committee members are being rolled into a CS. I hope that we'd get that back in enough time that you'd have time to read through it and see that if your concerns were adequately addressed. Hopefully we'll have that to you early, at the latest, early tomorrow morning.
Yes.
With that, then, we are up to date, so no need for a morning meeting. We have a number of bills tomorrow afternoon.
What are the ones for tomorrow?
We have university, or railroad tomorrow?
We have a number of railroad, Hospital 320, Hospital 368, Hospital 362, community-based sentencing, that's Hospital 372, and Hospital 426, transfer of railroad land, Chugach Park. So with that, the meeting is concluded for today. Please remember Representative Davis.
Yeah.
If I hand the committee report around this way, will you sign it?